Okay. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43. I just want to read the first four verses and say a few things. Isaiah chapter 43, beginning in verse 1. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. I'm going to just stop right there because Jim wants to speak some tonight. So, but these are the words of the Lord. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. These words are clear, concise, and to the point. Spoken by God to Isaiah and written down for us. And he starts off saying, thus saith the Lord that created thee, Jacob. O Jacob. These are the words of the Creator. The Lord created Jacob. But he doesn't stop there. He says, the Lord formed Israel. Now I looked in, you know, Strong's Concordance at the Greek, and these are two separate distinct words. And basically, if you look at the word created, it means create. That's what it's used. It's used many times in the Old Testament. It's used in the account of the creation of the earth, of man, of whales, the heavens, etc. The act of creation. But then you look at the word formed. Formed means to squeeze or to mold into shape. And it says, especially as a potter. And I like that part. Especially as a potter. Israel was formed like a potter molds clay to make a vessel. Now this word is used many times in the Old Testament, and it is used, translated. Now it's in, what you get in Greek, in Strong's, in the Greek you get the base word. There are other pieces that can be added on to it, but this base word is used primarily in the Old Testament as a potter, a potter's vessel, something that is made by something else or someone else. Israel was formed by God, by the Lord. And of course, Romans 9:21 comes to mind. Hath not the potter power over the clay? Of the same lump, to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. The answer to that question is yes, he does.
He does.
Next question. I still remember Earl last night. Do you want to answer the four questions in Romans 9? That was one of his big things. Well, sure. The answer is yes. That one's easy. Well, give me the other ones, you know? Now, if you really want a really good answer, it takes a little more than that. But the answer to that is yes. Mm-hmm. the potter has power over the clay. God formed Israel, who used to be known as Jacob. And I started to say, and I started to write down, that God formed Israel out of Jacob. But that ain't right.
That ain't right.
That ain't right. And then I started to write down, God formed Israel from Jacob. That ain't right either. God took Israel, but he formed Jacob. He created Israel, but he formed Jacob. He created Jacob, but he formed Israel. Let's get this right. I get in trouble. And here's the part that most of the world seems to forget, even the religious world. Jacob and Israel are the same guy. Mm-hmm. Jacob and Israel are the same person. That hit me last night, just out of the blue, because I was listening to something. I'll confess here. I was listening to what's his name that did Star Wars? George Lucas. And George Lucas said something very perceptive. He said, the human race has always thought it knew it all. And we have. The cavemen thought they had an explanation for everything. What he said. But the Egyptians thought they knew everything. Pharaoh thought he knew everything. They had gods that did this, gods that did that, gods that did anything. Now, and nowadays, we have science, which is the answer for everything. Evolution is treated and taught as a fact, even though it is not a fact. It's treated that way, it's taught that way, to the point nowadays to where you're ridiculed if you don't believe in it. You don't believe evolution? I have no faith in evolution, I'm sorry. My faith is in Christ. Anyhow, Jacob and Israel are the same person. Because Jacob was created, Israel was formed. Right now, I have within me two things that are at war with each other. The flesh doesn't get along with the spirit, and the spirit doesn't get along with the flesh. And they're both still in me. I am still the same person. Even though at one time, some 30 years ago, going on now, God said unto me, live. And I changed. He changed me. He gave me life. I was formed at that time, as far as I knew. I'd been around. But now, things were just different. Actually, it wasn't things, it was me. Things were always the same. But I was ignorant of them. Willingly, in a lot of ways. Maybe not so willingly in others. But Jacob was created and Israel was formed. And here we have both names used for the same person. In this verse, he's got a message for Jacob and Israel. Two words, fear not. Fear not Jacob and fear not Israel. That fear not goes for both of us. Because election is not salvation, but it's unto it. And if God created Jacob and then God formed Israel, Jacob wasn't going to die before Israel showed up. God saw to it. Fear not. And I'm telling you, that's the message from the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the Lord. thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Fear not. If you know him, fear not. I will be with thee. And that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. We were talking about it the other day, Walter, about where was a fellow, a preacher, we'd heard on the radio, and Mason, I think, had met him and knew him a little bit. He preached a sermon I heard on the radio about, in Romans 8, you know, about all good things work together for good to them that love God, to them that know the Of course, all good things work together for good. That's what we call a no-brainer. That's not what the Scripture says. The Scripture says all things work together for good. Fear not, because all things do work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose. Now, I might think they're bad. But then I've been wrong about a lot of things. But I have been, don't start there. But I have been around long enough to realize that that is true.
Yes, it's true.
I've seen it in my own life. Why? God told him here, I've redeemed thee. The Creator redeemed Israel. The Creator purchased His creation, and Christ redeemed us, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with His precious blood. Incorruptible blood. And then it says, I have called thee by thy name. Actually, He gave him his name. Jacob didn't know he was Israel until God told him. But he was. And then this last statement, thou art mine. There is no other blessing besides that one that you need. Because if you are his, you've got every blessing he has promised in this book. Whether you know it or not, whether I know it or not, I've got every blessing that Christ has promised to the children of God, to the family of God. And if God be for me, look out if you're against me. That's true.
That's
true. I don't want to get cocky or anything. But if God be for you, who can be against you? That's another easy answer. Nobody.
Nobody.
And there never will be anybody. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time and this place, and that we did assemble here to try to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came and bore our sins on the tree at Calvary. And purged them, paid for them, and bought us with His own blood. Thank you, Lord. In His name we pray. Amen.